The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, we'll send some giveaways, so you'll need the number for that. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first hour. A little sportsy there at the end, but mostly murder. That was pretty much what
animal
we discussed.
Murder.
Animal murder, yes.
Interspecies murder.
Indeed. So a couple people asking about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Not that this would have been funny, but wouldn't it have been ironic if you'd shown up and your cat had killed the dog?
That wouldn't have been good.
You would have been more upset?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think your wife would have been upset?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look, the dogs, listen, the dogs
what if
are...
What if your black cat had killed the Dalmatian?
I would have gone full Joffrey Lannister on him.
Really?
I'd have beheaded
him. You would
have
killed it?
Yes. Yeah, if somebody hurt that puppy, whether it's one of those cats or whomever.
Would you have thrown the puppy in the dumpster?
No, I would not have thrown the puppy in the dumpster.
What would you have done with it?
I don't know. I really don't.
Would you be at work today if your puppy had died
yesterday? I would not.
You would have taken a day off.
Yeah, there's no way.
Would you have called in so I could interview about it?
No. No. Nope,
even knowing that it would have been really good for the show?
Yep. It might have been good for the show. It wouldn't have been good for me. Because I would have become a cat murderer in retaliation.
You know what?
I would have gone full
for that.
Can I really?
I think so.
All right. Well, maybe I'd just... Maybe exile.
Just send it, like, put it outside on the porch and just
like
for yourself?
Drive it somewhere far away, dump it, and say, you're on your own, you little bastard.
You're speaking of the dead right now, by the way.
Well, I know, but that didn't happen, so your speculation is
okay.
False. There's no way that cat was gonna beat that dog.
What if your big dog had killed your little dog?
She wouldn't do that, though. They actually get along really well.
But if it had happened, would you? I mean,
I might send her to the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
You just let her wander the streets?
I'd send her to Canada.
Man.
Yeah,
it's tough.
I'd let her live, but just like she'd have to join the Night's Watch.
You'd put her like in the you'd take her to the Woodlands or Conroe or what?
Well,
you're not driving that far.
No,
you're
no.
taking her to like the Heights.
Willis, I'll go to Willis in honor of Courtney. How's that?
I know you're not leaving. You're not going outside the loop. You'll take it to like the Heights and then just be like, all right, you're on your own.
But yeah, but it's still a little scary when I'm not there because I have no idea what's going on with those things, and now we have a death. So that opens up a lot of possibilities.
You need to start kenneling your dogs when they're not, home.
I'm going to start doing that with the big dog just until she's healed from this thing because I can't have them fighting.
Yeah, there's no trust.
So there's a little NFL for you.
Okay.
There's still 10 free agents that on offense that are out there that might be useful to a team.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw some names out and you tell me, if you're a team in need of one of these positions, do you make the phone call?
Okay.
Number one on the list, and we talked about him a lot, Donald Penn.
Yeah, I feel like he must not be healthy because it seems he would have a job already if he was healthy. So to me, there's some sort of physical ailment that's keeping teams from signing him.
Yeah, and it says possible fits. Browns, Texans, Jets, and Vikings.
Okay.
Jay Ajayi. I've never been a big fan.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about him either.
They say possible fits, Bucks, Vikings, Colts, Jaguars, Texans.
Okay.
Here's a name that's interesting because we talked about him also Ryan Schrader, who basically got benched late in the season.
Is there? I mean, is there something to this that every time you bring a name up, my instinct is, oh, they must be hurt.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I feel like these are guys who, if healthy, they would have jobs.
You think Schrader? I think Schrader and Penn. Well, Schrader did get benched last year, but
yeah,
there's a lot of teams that, like the Texans, whose offensive lines suck.
It could just be, you know, you at this point maybe rather than, I would say, right, you'd rather go up with a vet or with a young guy with some upside than a vet. But the Texans signed Khalil. I mean, it's
and brought back Chantrell Henderson.
Yeah,
same kind of thing. Michael Crabtree.
I think Michael Crabtree's washed. I think he's got horrible hands at this point, which is crazy to think. But, I mean, he's on the wrong side of 30. He was pretty bad last season. I think he's a pass for me.
John Sullivan, who he's 34 now, and decline in production 2018. Rams didn't pick up his option.
This is only offensive guys?
This is offense only, yeah. Yeah, because Jermaine Kearse, which.
Yeah, meh.
Now you're getting into guys who.
I'm not surprised they don't have jobs.
Yeah, and I won't be surprised if they don't play at all this year. Bilal Powell is one. Jermaine Gresham. Jeremy Parnell, who, you know, he got ousted in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And Brandon Fusco.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yes, I believe I am.
Okay.
Who, again, none of those guys are, once you get past those top few, I don't know if there's a lot out there that you'd say, oh, yeah, that guy can help the team. I'll go get him.
Are there any players? To me, there's more players on the defensive side that I'm surprised don't have jobs yet. Ndamukong Suh is really surprising to me. Eric Berry is really surprising to me just because, if for nothing else, the leadership that Eric Berry can bring to a team, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know that he's looking to break the bank at this point.
I wouldn't think so. You know, I'm not a Morris Claiborne guy, but
see, that's a guy that if I'm the Texans, I'm still looking at.
I think I am too. There's a couple cornerbacks out there. Brent Grimes is still a free agent. Orlando Scandrick is still a free agent. Captain Munnerlin's a free agent. There's still several cornerbacks that, you know, I'm not saying that they're guys that you can count on for years to come.
No, but
if you sign them for a year, they can make your team better next year than what you've got. I mean, honestly, Eric Berry would make the Texans better than what they are right now.
Yeah, I could. Well, although they seem to be fairly set at safety, I think. But I think corner is the more pressing need.
For sure.
And I still think that there's trades to be made. It depends on what happens in Denver. Obviously, I know they're exchanging. Now they're down to exchanging contract proposals, and they're not close. But if Denver decides to make a trade there, that's a call I'm making. I'm hearing Patrick Peterson's name being thrown out as a possible trade guy. That's a call I'm making because you had either one of those guys, and it changes the dynamic of your entire secondary.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about guys who can be shut down corners, and suddenly now you can get by with maybe you are starting a rookie on the other side. Maybe you're rotating Joseph into the safety role. Maybe Roby does, you know, get help with from safeties on that other side, and he plays well. You got all kinds of options now. So if I'm them, I'm still looking there. And as much as I was all about Donald Penn before the draft, I kind of think you got to hope you hit on some of these guys you drafted.
Yeah, but you also can't expect them to be ready to go right away.
No,
that's not a position typically that guys just walk into and I'm here, I'm good.
And that's why I'm thinking, you know, you're hopeful that Khalil's healthy and at least starts the season on the left side. And from on the other side, maybe one of the guys does start over there. Maybe you do have a rookie over there. But by midseason, you'd like your rookies to be at least in the rotation.
Do you think Titus Howard won't start week one?
If he does, I think that's a good sign. But I think I don't know that he's a lock to start week one. I think he'll compete with Khalil for that position. And if Khalil's better, he'll start.
What about Julian Davenport?
I don't think he'll make the team.
Okay.
I think Henderson is going to be your tentative starter on the right side for one game until he gets hurt. And you start working the rookies in. And, yeah, Peterson got suspended for 6 games today, which would make it even better. You'd get him cheaper.
Well, there you go.
So there you have it.
We've also talked about running back, and they brought in Tywan Jones, which doesn't do anything for me, really. Some names that are still available at that position. We mentioned Jay Ajayi, but Marshawn Lynch, who my guess is Marshawn Lynch, he's not interested in coming here.
No.
That's a guy who is now kind of calling his own shots.
Yeah.
Bilal Powell, though.
Yeah, well, I mentioned him earlier.
Oh, I didn't hear
you. He doesn't do much for me, really.
What about Chris Ivory?
Not really.
Okay. I like Chris Ivory more than you. I just feel like that guy, I mean, he's very limited in what he can give you, but he's pretty good at the things that he's good at, you know?
Yeah, I just...
He's like Alfred Blue with a little bit of talent.
I think that was true 2 years ago. I don't think it's true anymore.
Okay.
He just didn't show me a whole hell of a lot. But, the team he used to play for, we're going to get to go see them in London.
Yes, yes, Fred, we're going. ESPN 97.5, we are headed to London. Big game travel. That's who we're going with. They offer fans a first-class travel experience, and they are taking Houston to London for the matchup at Wembley Stadium between the local Houston professional footballers versus the Jacksonville professional footballers. It's a trip of a lifetime, and you could go to a Texans road game, and that'd be fun. You can go any year. You want to go to Indianapolis? Cool, kind of. Maybe you want to go to Buffalo. Probably not. But imagine going to London. That is like a trip that you're going to remember your entire life, a trip you'll be able to tell your kids about. And that's what they're putting in front of you right here. Everything London's got to offer wrapped into a football road trip. They've got a 5-star hotel in downtown London, transportation, game day tickets. They do it all. And it's a first-class operation. The attention to detail is amazing. You're going to be staying in an incredible hotel, flying a flight that's going to be nonstop on a great airline, and an itinerary that's going to give you a good mix of group stuff as well as some personal time.
Yeah, and the tickets are included. Everything's included. It's all taken care of for you. So imagine if you were going to go and try to put all this stuff together on your own. Why do that? Go to biggametravel.com, and this thing's going to fill up. So get your deposit in now. It's only $300. Get your deposit, and you can go on the trip, and you get to hang out with A.J. Hoffman and everybody else who's going. So there'll be a bunch of other blitzers there, and it'll be a great time. And plus, I've never seen London. I can't wait. And maybe you've never been, and this is a great opportunity to do it. You throw a football game in at the end of it. That's biggametravel.com. Be the next person to sign up and get to join us in London, biggametravel.com.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. So I was looking at this Peterson story. Apparently the reason he's been disgruntled is he knew the suspension was coming and he wanted them to redo his contract so he wouldn't take as much of a hit. So the Cardinals said no.
Probably a good call.
I'm telling you, if they really want to trade him, now's the perfect time. Go out and get him. Because
what do you give up for him?
You're going to be giving up a lot less for 6 games, which I'd take that. I'd take him for 10 games.
Third-round pick?
I'll go third, yeah.
I think that'd be fair.
Yeah. You might be able to get him for less than that.
Could. But yeah, I mean, if you want to make it where it's not a bidding war, I think a third-round pick could probably get it done.
Well, you're going to have an extra one because of your compensation stuff that you did. So
yep.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. They don't seem interested.
Can you trade a guy when he's on the suspended list?
That's a good question. You may have to wait until he's back.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That is a good question. I'm not sure.
Also,
I'm sure somebody knows the answer.
Is someone who's been suspended for steroids Texans worthy besides Brian Cushing?
And Dwayne Brown?
Well, Dwayne Brown was exonerated, sir. Apologize.
No, I will not.
He had Mexican beef.
Uh-huh. I'm sure that's what
I'm
sure that's what Peterson had too.
That's legit. Mexican beef. No, if he had Mexican beef, he wouldn't be suspended.
I don't think that's going to keep working for everybody.
Show me your trip to Mexico. If I were a steroid user, I would constantly be making mini vacations to Mexico. Constantly.
Well, if you are a steroid user, that's probably where you're going to get them.
Yeah. No, so, I would hope you're getting better stuff than that.
No, they got some pretty good stuff down there from what I understand.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you're looking so yoked?
That's where Caminiti went all the time.
Well, he also died.
Yeah, well, that wasn't because of the steroids.
He was also looking for more than steroids. Steroids were like a throw-in for his cocaine. It's like, let me get an 8-ball, and hey, Ken, if you buy 2 8-balls, we'll throw in a cycle for you. All right, I'll do that. Yeah, let's have that. Let's do that deal.
Well, now this is going back 30 years when I was in my early 20s. That's where we were getting stuff was from Mexico.
Really?
Like amino acids and things like that.
No, oh, okay. Not like real steroids.
But they're all on the ban list now. They're not stuff yet, but we got them all from Mexico. Now, I never did this stuff like Winstrol, but we did like amino acids and a bunch of stuff that got banned later.
So you couldn't, you can get amino acids at GNC.
Not these.
Oh, okay. You got the dirty stuff.
They were a little, but. That was, even with all that, it was too much work to try to keep that body. I mean, you talk about being in the gym like 5 hours a day, and,
Did you grow boobs?
No, but...
Did you suffer shrinkage?
I didn't suffer shrinkage, but I did suffer a lack of interest for a while.
Oh, no.
But I didn't care. I was just trying to look good.
What about now?
Now I'm just old.
Is that why you have lack of interest now?
It's not so much lack of interest, it's just, lack of time. I don't have time for any of this right now.
You don't have time for intercourse?
No, I don't.
Huh. That's something I always prioritize making time for. Like, sometimes I'm like, I don't have time to, eat lunch sometimes during the day. Okay. I don't have time to watch this episode tonight. Okay. But, like, sex and showering, I'll always make time for those things. That's like brushing my teeth, like, there's some things that you just need to do. You got to make time for it. Let's face it. Sex doesn't take too much longer than brushing your teeth or taking a shower.
No, but, it also helps that if I had a wife that was in town more than 4 days out of the last 3 months.
Really? I feel like that should help tremendously.
Yeah, it's just not a priority right now.
All right.
So,
when's the last time you had relations?
I don't remember.
That's not healthy.
No, but like I said, I've been out of town. It's been...
Will you make love to her the day she comes back?
I don't know. But last time she came back, she was basically had 3 hours of sleep and just went and slept for like 14 hours.
Because when I first met her, and I remember back to a Super Bowl trip to Dallas, and your wife had come with us, and we were at a bar, and a woman from the bar sent you a drink, and your wife was saying that everybody's trying to bang you, but she does a great job of keeping you satisfied. And sometimes you would have sex up to 4 times a day, even at your advanced age.
My age wasn't that advanced at the time. I'm an old now. Yeah.
God,
three pets I have to take care of.
Oh, no. Boy, think about that. What year was that Dallas Super Bowl? How many years ago was that?
Hell, I don't know.
Eight years ago?
Probably 8 years ago.
So you were how old then?
46.
God, so sometime between 46 and 54, you go from wanting to have sex 4 times a day to not remembering the last time you had sex. I can't believe you haven't killed yourself. I mean, that's unbelievable to me. If I were you, I would...
I just have other things that are more important to me right now.
Like Sports Map?
I'm putting in quite a few hours into that, the show. And you know what? Right now, if you stuck a gun to my head and said, would you rather have relations or win a poker tournament? I think I'd rather win a poker tournament.
Wow. God, I do not want to get old. I really – well, how much is – what's the buy-in on the poker tournament you're winning?
Oh, that's got to be at least 200.
Okay, yeah, I might take that too, but
– okay.
But then the next day I'd want to have sex.
Well, but I mean, like I said, this is just a phase that
– Aaron, when's the last time you made love to your wife?
Yesterday?
Okay. How many positions did you use?
Two.
You seem like a one-position guy. I feel like because of the hesitation, I feel like maybe you're lying.
Yeah, I had to go through it.
You had to go through it? What does that mean, I had to go through it?
I've slept since then. I don't remember every single detail. I remember doing it.
Okay. Are you a starter in missionary?
Not usually, no.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. What's your finishing move?
It just depends. It varies on what her mood is in.
Really?
Yeah.
How many is she into? Is she like to do a lot of positions?
No, one or two. Maybe a third if she's really, really energized.
Oh, or drunk.
Or that.
Okay. One or two, huh? I feel like you're a one position man. I still feel like you're lying to me. Does Aaron feel like a straight missionary guy to you, Fred?
I know you guys like to say I'm vanilla. I think he's the definition of vanilla.
For sure.
Much more so than me.
Straight missionary guy.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. Tyler, by the way, that dude, he was telling me positions I've never even heard of. So he's out of control. Him and Juggalo Trey. Those two guys, I think they were swapping tips on it, by the way. Or touching tips. I don't remember what they said, but it was weird. All right. I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home, listen up and grab your smartphone because I'm going to save you some money. Here's how we're going to do it. If you've ever had a home insurance quote before, you know it's not. It's a pain. It's a pain. You got to talk to a stranger and you got to give them a bunch of information. TGS was like, no, bro, we got a better idea. How about a system that's going to give you a firm insurance quote in 15 seconds and all the info we need is your address? Okay. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They'll reply back with your address. Send that back. Full quote, excellent coverage within 15 seconds. Simple as that. This company, these savings, they're legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from last year, actually from this year, from 2019, the average customer in 2019 is saving $870 a year. Do you not need $870? Just kidding. You're lying. You do need it. Everybody needs it. You don't even need to wait till your renewal. Let's say, oh, I had just re-upped with my other name brand insurance company. Okay, no big deal. TGS will fix that. They'll take care of the back end. That other schlubby insurance company that's ripping you off is going to send you a check to make up for the difference, and you can start saving dough. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Texas Mattress Makers, where you can come on out, check out the great mattresses. We haven't even talked about Tiger today. How'd he do? Pay any attention?
Tony the Tiger?
Tiger Woods.
Oh.
At the PGA Championship.
No, I missed it.
Yeah,
if I heard Barry and Joel right, I think he's two over.
Okay. So.
Two over? You're not going to get me to watch golf with that performance.
No, nah, I need him to be in the hunt so that I have something to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, he is tied for 53rd at plus two.
53rd?
That ain't good.
No, it's very, that's below average. Somebody on the – sorry, do you have something?
Oh, I was going to – you know who I always feel bad for in the teacher-student sex debacles?
No, I don't.
I always feel bad when it's a lady teacher and a male student, and the lady teacher is married. It's like, what's that say about you as a husband if your old lady's trying to sleep with a 15-year-old boy? Like, you're not getting it done, bro. I mean, it's very unfortunate.
Well, and a lot of these, they have really handsome-looking husbands.
I mean,
it's just weird to me.
This happened kind of here locally, I guess. A tutor accused of trying to solicit a 15-year-old pupil into having sex during a private tutoring session was arrested yesterday. Letitia Lowry, 39, runs a private tutoring business out of her Pinehurst home. Lowry offered free private tutoring sessions to the 15-year-old son of a family friend when the two began messaging each other frequently. The boy's parents were going through the child's phone on May 12th when they spotted sexually explicit messages from Lowry, including nude photos and offers to perform sexual acts on him. Lowry also texted the boy saying they would do whatever he was comfortable with after a tutoring session planned for Thursday. They confronted her. She admitted to communicating with the boy but denied any she denied anything that was sexually explicit. She did not respond to a request from her comment from cron.com on Thursday afternoon. She's now facing a second-degree felony charge of online solicitation of a minor, which carries a maximum 20-year prison sentence if she's convicted. She's a former teacher and is married.
Yeah, that's the one that – boy, I bet the reason she's not teaching anymore is probably because she was doing stuff like this elsewhere.
That's her, Fred. That's your girl.
I mean, that's a mugshot, I'm guessing –
You like that, Tyler? Tyler likes that.
That's not bad.
Tyler's like, oh, yeah, she's hot.
So?
She's 39. She's older than me.
Well.
Even I wouldn't sleep with a 15-year-old. That's gross.
Even you, yeah.
And I'm a perv.
I know. They have to be at least almost legal in your world.
Sir, 17 is legal in the great state of Texas. I don't know if you know that. Laws have been passed here. 17's fine. 16, disgusting. Agreed?
Yeah, I just always found that kind of weird because what if there's a one-day difference?
I mean, listen, it's just like you can't go into the bar the day before your 21st birthday and start pounding wild turkey. You got to wait. You got to wait it out.
I think the drinking age should be a little lower than that.
Think the drinking age should be the same age as the sex age?
I think the drinking age should be the same age as when we can send you off to war.
17.
Then that's what it should be.
As long as your parents sign off on it.
I think it's true that...
I joined the Army when I was 17, but I did have to have a waiver signed. I think 18 is like you can just go on your own.
I think that's correct.
But my parents were happy to...
They were happy
to get me out of there. Like, oh, wait, there's a chance he could die? Where do I sign? And then I was gone.
Raphael on Twitter said, so I feel like when Fred was lured into running sports map, it'll get you laid probably wasn't a key selling point. Well, to be fair, when I took that over, that's when my wife also took this job where she's traveling a bunch and very, very busy. So it's not all on me.
It's mostly on you.
No, it's really not. It's just the, but I'm also, it's part of the work my ass off for five more years plan so that then I can just relax and do nothing.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So, which, I mean, you know what's going to happen.
You're going to work for five more years and then you're going to be like, you know what? I can work for five more years.
I'm going to be like, I'm having too much fun at that point. Now, By then, I might go ahead and pass sports map on to somebody else, but I don't know.
Do you think you'll still want to work with me 5 years from now? Let's be serious.
I mean,
we're coming up on 10 years working together now.
At this point...
How many radio shows make it that long? 10 years, even.
Not many.
And
then what happens is...
Didn't Sean and Lance get tired of each other after... How long did they last before they were like... Lance was like, I'm out of here, bro.
They did. I don't remember exactly how long they lasted, but it was pretty long.
Someone tweet me and let me know how long John and Lance lasted.
Or if one of you are listening, let us know.
But I feel like eventually you're going to be like, I don't want to work with him anymore. And you're going to be like, I'm only doing Sports Map now.
Well, let's see how I feel in 5 years. Okay. I mean, honestly, at this stage, if you'd asked me 5 years ago, are we making it to 10 years? I'd have been like, probably not. And now if you ask me, it's like, I think we got a pretty good thing going on.
You would say the last 5 years were better than our first 5 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Do you think it's because we spend more time together now? Because we work 3 hours a day instead of two?
I think that's part of it. I think the responsibility of being an afternoon drive has made both of us work a lot. I don't work a lot harder, but certainly be a lot more focused.
Okay.
So I think it's been better, yeah.
So you're saying early in our relationship, I didn't have a good work ethic.
That's not entirely accurate, but it's not inaccurate.
Interesting.
No. I just think it with 2 hours, it was always hard for me, and I think it was always hard to do a really good 2 hour show because there's always so much that gets left on the cutting room floor, and that's why I don't want to do four. Four's too much, but three was always the perfect length for a show, and it's been more fun for me since we went to three because. I still struggle, and I don't talk about you, I'm talking about me. I still struggle when we have a shorter show to how to structure things because I never feel like we can dive into a subject and not have to worry about how long it takes us. Like yesterday, if we wind up doing 30 minutes on freaking accents, it doesn't destroy the rest of the show.
Or if we do 30 minutes on a dead cat.
Yeah, it doesn't destroy the show. But if you do that in a two-hour show and you're not talking about what happened with the Raptors last night, and you're not talking about...
But what do you think people care about more, your dog killing your cat or the Raptors-Bucks game one?
Probably the murder, but...
Yeah.
So...
People who listen to our show anyway.
Yeah, I mean, but that we still get to it, and I just think that... I like the fact that once we went to 3 hours and moved to the afternoon, I think the show went from being good to beyond good. How's that?
Okay.
I feel like it took another step. And that's not because of anything you were doing necessarily. I think it was
because I've always been great.
I don't know about that. You're consistently good.
Okay. I'll take that. Just stop right there.
Been consistently good.
Let's go to break.
But I just feel like I'm better in a three-hour show than I am a two-hour show.
Okay.
From a personal perspective.
Well,
and I think that makes this show better. Because, fine, you're already good.
It was weird for me to come from Austin where I was doing a four-hour show every day. And, I mean, up until, maybe a year before I left Austin, I was doing a four-hour show by myself.
Yeah.
Or I'd have, like, my buddies in there doing the show with me. To working 2 hours, it was a huge adjustment for me. And being on in middays was a huge adjustment for me. But I don't know. It's all working out. Well, I think our show's doing okay.
Yeah, but I mean,
I've heard we've had moderate success.
But yeah, no, I could see doing this five more years, and that's kind of my hope right now is that...
You live five more years.
Well, that's always the question mark. I mean, that's the wild card.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, the plan is to do it, but yeah, if I drop dead all of a sudden, or if I'm murdered by... An angry dog.
Yep.
Yeah, which could happen. It could happen. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. We'll have a gym of the day when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and guess what we're going to do at 5:52?
Go home.
No, not going home.
Oh.
Kind of We still have another hour and 12 minutes to go.
Is it Friday?
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Tomorrow I'll be out at Sam Houston Race Park. And Saturday I'll be out there from 1 to 3. And now you can win a 4-pack to hang out with me. Saturday, May 18th, 1 to 3 p.m. Free admission. Get a free buffet. We'll have some Preakness plays. We'll have some live racing at Sam Houston. 552, caller number 5. You get the 4-pack. Bring your friends.
How many?
Well, you and 3 others.
Oh, I get it.
So
that's the 4-pack.
Not good at math, but let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I probably, because my computer slowed down so much here, I probably should have waited until I had the actual story up before I said, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. But did you see, I guess it was last week, the Florida guy who had the bumper sticker that referred to...
Yeah, what he likes to eat?
Yes.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
It rhymes with bass, right?
I thought it was bass, but someone pulled the B off. I eat bass.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I mean, a
Chilean sea bass, that's the delicacy of the sea. I ate seafood last night.
Yeah?
And it brought me to a question that I wanted to ask you and ask the people. I almost tweeted this out last night, and I was like, I don't want to read responses because there's probably some truthers out there. But does anybody really think that scallops are better than shrimp?
Oh, God, no. No.
Has anyone ever had shrimp and scallops and been like, I prefer these scallops to these shrimp? It's never happened in the history of time.
No, that's you're an idiot if you think that.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know if scallop cost is much lower than shrimp cost, but like I feel like they should even scallops should be like poor people food. Like you should go in and buy scallops like you buy Vienna sausages, like in a pop top can and here's some
sardines.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be like sardines.
Quit trying to sell me scallops as a delicacy. Like we ate at a seafood place and it was like I don't know, it was $12 or something to add shrimp, scallops, and crab meat to the sauce on my fish.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'll take that. And then I instantly regretted saying, can you just have no scallops and add extra shrimp and crab meat? Because scallops, they're just not that good. I'm not going to say they're gross, but they're just, they don't taste like anything. Yeah. And it's a weird texture. I don't know why scallops is a thing.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. And I'm a shrimp fanatic, but only fresh shrimp. I can't eat shrimp if it's been frozen too long. And that's just from growing up in Galveston and getting it fresh. It's not the same food if you don't get it fresh. Well, anyway, from bass to ass, the guy had the bumper sticker on the back of his Chevy, and they eventually dropped the charges. He got arrested. But now he's got a GoFundMe set up to pay for his $2,500 bond, over $200 for having his truck towed, time missed from work. And so far, he's got $1,334. Apparently, people...
That's from the International Ass Eating Association.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
I had no idea.
That's the IAEO.
Hmm.
I think that's a System of a Down song, too. I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure it is. That's the International Ass Eating Organization. That's a thing.
Okay. I did not realize that was a
System of the Down wrote a song about it.
Okay. Well, I learned something new, that this is a thing. And Stephen the Weather Guy says, you do know that lobster used to be poor people food.
Yeah, I wish
I'm not a big lobster guy either.
I love lobster, but I don't think lobster is good enough to pay that price for.
Yeah.
Like
I'll tell you what my problem is.
Lobster costs more than steak, and steak's made of delicious cow. I mean, lobsters, like when you look at them, it's like that should be cheap food. I mean, it's like crusty and weird looking. I mean, it looks like a sea vermin. I mean, cows are majestic beasts.
You know, I
think give their lives for our nurture.
You know what I think is my problem is I don't like cold water fish.
You like hot water
fish. I like warm water fish, yes. Like, I don't like salmon.
Oh, I love salmon.
But
my preferred fish is a redfish.
Yeah.
Like a red snapper. And
or speckled trout. I love speckled trout.
You know what?
I love flounder.
Pisses me off, though, at the place last night. There was like, it's like an upcharge if you want tilapia. And I was like, what? Isn't tilapia like trash fish?
Pretty much.
Who's paying an extra couple bucks to switch your fish to tilapia? That makes me wonder what your base fish is. Hmm. I went for the red snapper, which just said market price, because I'm not eating tilapia. If I'm going out and eating seafood, that's one place I'll splurge. If I'm eating seafood, I'm not eating cheap ass seafood. That's not going to end well for you.
Yeah, I can't think of any place I've gone that's cheap for seafood in forever.
You don't do that.
Yeah, I like oysters. So there's places that I will go that do oysters very well, but I don't like raw oysters. I like the grilled ones that have.
I like raw oysters.
Where they have some of them will do like the Mardi Gras oysters. I like that kind of stuff.
But you don't like raw oysters?
I don't. It's not that I don't like raw oysters.
It's just not your preference.
I'll eat them. It's just if I can go to a place that has really nice grilled ones, then I'll.
What about smoked oysters?
I don't know if I've ever had smoked oysters.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. Well, there's a
few. You are a Texan.
There are a few things left in my life I want to do before I die, and one of them.
Throw a cat in a trash can. Oh, nope. Did that one.
Didn't really throw him in the trash.
Well, did you gently place him in the dumpster?
Well, the dumpster was pretty full, so he didn't really get
thrown. You left him on the top?
Well, close the door.
A bird's going to eat him? Oh, dude.
What was I supposed to do? Climb in there and dig him down to the bottom? No.
Yeah, I mean, cover him up with some boxes or put him in a cardboard box, like a shoebox?
It seems to me to be a little too much work.
Putting a dead cat, your family pet, in a shoebox?
I didn't have a shoebox. I didn't have a shoebox, and I was panicked. I was trying to get everything done.
Oh, dude. I don't think you should be allowed to have pets, honestly. Well, I guess you got one less. You're one step closer.
I don't think we needed to have that many.
Okay. There's too many at my house, too.
You know, I would like to, if that's going to get reduced by another one, I have my preference.
That's probably the worst thing that happened at our house was when I got this new dog. I was trying to surprise my wife and kids with a new dog. And so I talked to the people who had the dog and paid for the dog, and I was waiting to pick it up. And during the time in between me making the decision and buying this dog, my wife went and rescued a cat. So I come home, and I'm like, what is this? And, I had to rescue this cat. He was in a bad situation. And then I had to tell her, well, that was stupid because now there's a dog going to be living here. And now we've just doubled our pet amount. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, that was the problem with and people saying, well, you should go rescue another cat. I don't want another cat.
Trust me. My wife rescues enough cats for everybody.
Three out of the four that we've had are all rescues. And yeah, the one that got killed was a rescue. The other cat's a rescue. The big dog's a rescue. I mean, I think we've done our part for rescuing.
Yeah.
And the only time I've ever bought an actual dog that was bred and got the license and all that was with this Dalmatian. And I'm not going to feel guilty about doing that one time.
You're a horrible person.
When I've had probably 20 pets and 19 of them have been rescues.
Okay.
So, and if I could have rescued a Dalmatian, I would have done it, but.
That's how I was with. That's why I bought that corgi. I rescued my shepherd, but you can't find a corgi that's thrown up for adoption because they're, ridiculously expensive dogs. And if someone pays that, they're going to sell them on the black market rather than throw them in a shelter.
Right.
There's no rescuing them.
Well, that's the thing, and
I'm in some rescue corgi groups. No, it's a
there is a rescue.
There's a million of them. There's a million people waiting.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with the Dalmatians. There's a rescue Dalmatian group. But they're like all over the country. They're just hard to find. So when we decided that's the direction we were going to go. But what do I have here? Oh, I know what I have here.
Got to tell people about your sex drive.
Yeah, well, my sex drive's fine. It actually is. It's just not just not active right now. But, hey, that's okay, guys. If yours isn't, then 4Hymns is going to help you out. And this is such a cool setup that they have. Over 25% of new ED cases are guys under 40. And get over 50, you have even more. Maybe it's not that bad, but maybe you're just not performing quite the way you used to. Well, the cool thing about this is Hims is going to connect you with real doctors, and you're going to get medical-grade solutions. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, all for men. And they've got all kinds of well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions. None of these snake oil pills, none of these gas station counter supplements. It's prescription solutions backed by science. And how about this? There's no waiting room. There's no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. You can save hours just by going to 4hims.com. It is so easy. You answer a few quick questions, you chat with a doctor for a confidential review, and the product is shipped directly to your door. And if you try Hims for a month, you can do it today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/Fred5. That's forhims.com/Fred5, the number 5. 4hims.com/Fred5. Show me the one I need the most. I need the most. I wish I knew you when I was young. I could have gotten so high. Now ESPN 97.5.